My guest today is a 21st century one-man band, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Paolo. His current single, The Scar Runs Deep, we've been playing it on the station, so I've got it. It's been getting rave reviews, and it's taken from his forthcoming album, which is called The 38 Degrees. You can find out more about Paolo at all the W's, themightysmall.com, and all of the social media is on there. Well, first of all, let's cover the subject before we get to doing some live stuff. Multi-instrumentalist. Explain to people exactly what you do with your looping.
I spend far too much time playing by myself. I was going to say playing with myself, then that almost went wrong. Basically, I'm multi-instrumentalist. So one of the things I love doing is learning how to play new instruments and learning new things. So I can play a number of different instruments, and I employ that style when I play live. And I use loop pedals, which allow me to record different instruments live and then immediately play back what I've recorded, so that I can build ensembles by layering different instruments over the top of other instruments and creating a bigger sound than the sum of the parts, as one person standing up there performing.
But how many instruments can you actually play?
Piano, drums, bass, guitar, electric guitar, harmonica. I can toot out a little bit of an annoying horn.
Really? But
yeah, harmonica.
Didn't know you can play the horn?
Yeah, not trumpet sax, I'm a bit better. I can handle a reed, the trumpet lip thing just makes my lips go numb and I can't sing.
Yeah.
If I just, seriously, I can't. It's like it loosens up the jaw too much. But that's the wonderful thing about live looping is you only need to loop in certain songs, a small section, 16 bars, say, which means that I can turn my hand to a number of different instruments and just learn and perform a small part with that instrument, and that inevitably ends up kicking me into learning more of that instrument, and then goes on from there. So
now you've got musical family.
Yes, my uncle Constantino, Tino Moreno, is a classical composer and an accordion player. He plays for, you might have seen him at Brentwood Church or the Cathedral. He's played there from time to time, and he generally plays in Chelmsford more often at the Cathedral. And he's written pieces. I think I caught him about 10 years ago. I remember walking in on him halfway through his Requiem. He's writing things like that, which was wonderful. So that's my uncle Tino. My father played bass and sung in the family band. So my grandfather played drums, Giuseppe, and my other uncle Alfonso played piano and keyboard, and my dad played bass, electric guitar, and sang. And that's where he met my mum, funnily enough. Then on the other side, modern times, my cousin Joe Morena is the SPS. He was in a dance troupe with dance outfit. That sounds wrong, but it sounds like he's in leotards dancing around. You might appreciate that.
No, he writes
dance music, basically, with a guy called Dave Valentine, the SPS, and they had some success with tracks like The Whoop, you might have heard, and around about the time when Felix the House Cat was out and all that kind of stuff was kicking off. And then on the flip side, my cousin Anna, who is more like my sister, I love telling people this, she's a wig mistress, Anna Barber, and she basically works in the film industry, and she cuts the hair of all the celebrities. You can imagine Hugh Jackman. I know, I'm not allowed to say that because people go mad when I say that, and I get like people going, oh, can you ask Hugh to drop onto my house for my daughter's birthday? Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, daughter's not there, but I am in my 90.
Yeah. Yes, you're in about 30 other women.
Why? It'd be 90.
She's already gone. That's why I don't mention it to a lot of people. She gets so much grief. She does Kristen Scott Thomas, but she works on feature films. She's just done The Secret Garden, I believe, and now she's doing Maleficent. I can't say that. So she's working on that now. I believe she had a 2 o'clock in the morning start at the studio this morning. So I got a phone call yesterday afternoon saying, right, I'm coming out for a quick drink, but I've got to get back because I'm starting at Pinewood at 2 o'clock in the morning, which I love. I'm like, oh, can I come? Yeah. I'll carry your brushes. She's a makeup artist. There's not that many brushes to carry, but I'll do something. I'll just be a gaffer, just hang around. So I'm very fortunate. All my family are creative in many guises and many ways. And there you go.
And what about your children? Because you've got babies.
I've got bubbers. My son, Gabriel, is not so much a bubber anymore. He's 16. I tell him he's taller than me. He's not. But there you go. I make him feel better. We're about the same height. Absolutely. And all his mates as well, and all right, yeah. All right, And they come in and go, all right, Mr. Moreno. And I go, no, that's my dad.
Yeah.
Call me Paolo. Don't call me that. It's horrible, isn't it? Jeez, get away. And then he wants to be a film producer. Mm. And director. So between him and his mates, they're always like doing little movies and films and running around doing bits of crazy stuff as kids do. And then my son Noah, he's 10 and he wants to be a football star. of every 10-year-old does. Yeah. You know, he plays for Riddle Miners. Big up the Riddle Miners. he's doing it. Actually, I took him out for his haircut the other day, and he's managed to convince me, because we've got summer holidays, right? Mm. So 6 weeks, sort of. He's like, can I get my shirt number cut into the back of my hair?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right then, fair enough. So he's got the number 11 cut into the back of his hair, which is quite sweet. And then my daughter Melody, and she's 6, and she's wired to the moon and loves everything to do with everything, you know, 6-year-olds do as well. So it's quite a busy household.
Yes. Now, you're going to play a song live, and then we're going to talk about the album. Yes. So what, this is going to be one of your, is this from the new album?
I've kind of held off from doing any of the ones that are, I mean, there are, yes, these will all be on future releases. I've tried to keep as much of it secret as possible, so that it will have a big impact when it's launched. And also because I've got, you know how many songs you end up with, you know what I mean? I've got so many. But I would like to say, I'm going to try and, this week, it'll be tonight, I'll be live on my Facebook channel, and I like to have a little jam session when I rehearse at my studio at the end of the universe, which you know very well, Michelle, my box in the middle of nowhere. I'll go live around about midnight, so if anybody wants to catch up and watch me doing the looping stuff, you can find me on my Facebook, and that's linked through to my website as well, so...
Highly addictive it is too.
It's really good fun, you know. I've started doing a lot more of it. You should be doing this as well, right?
Yeah, but I can't play guitar, really. If you saw my guitar playing, people would switch off straight away.
No, I think you just do like an a cappella thing, you know what I mean, with the clicky fingers, and do your soothy bluesy thing. I think that would go down well.
Not when I've had a drink, obviously. That's normally when I film. That's normally when I'm on Facebook Live and people are going, why? Me. Why?
Yeah. Shell, you got no clothes on, for God's sake, woman, sort it out.
And only 2 viewers.
You and your mum.
Right, my poor mum.
Oh, I love your mum. Hello, mum. You all right?
Now, what song are you going to do for us?
This is called The Long Way Home. Ooh. Well, baby, I know it's over, and this could be our last night. Yeah, we'll always be friends, and I guess that'll be alright. Do we have to take the shortcut? Are you desperate to go? But please tonight, my darling, can you take the long way home? I wanna savor your company and talk about what's been said. Turn the minutes into hours, into a lifetime in my head. Laugh about the good times and all the people that we've known. Do this one last thing for me, my love, and take the long way home. In a world of speedy endings, I'm lost in cyberspace as I entertain the idea of not waking to your face. You say we're bound by our creations, and baby, long may they roam. But do this one thing, darling, and take the long way home. The people that we've known. Do this one last thing for me, my love, and take the long way home. Long, 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 long way home. Long way home. Long way home. Long way home.
beautiful.
Were you waiting for that little bit?
I was actually, yeah. I just thought you were going to do da 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 or something. Oh, there we go. There we go. Yeah, right, that was lovely. That is Paolo. So that song is from what album?
Okay, that, I've not recorded that yet. Basically, what I plan to do is once this body of work, the 38 Degrees, is done, then I will do an acoustic album with all of these songs that I play. I have been playing for years, and I'll put that together for everybody as a kind of like follow-up from the 38 Degrees. So that's, I hope to have that done before the end of this year.